This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus my Savior I met. What a tender, compassionate friend he met the needs of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all my darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. It filled my soul. When at the cross my Savior made me whole, he made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my life was turned today. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, it filled my soul. Oh, I've a hope that will surely endure. After the passing of time, I have a future in heaven for sure. There in those mansions sublime, and it's because of that wonderful day, there at the cross I believe, riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hands I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, it filled my soul. When at the cross my Savior made me whole, it made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, it filled my soul. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
My name is Lodina Ojo. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18 to 19. For thus is the Lord who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other God. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Amen.
My name is Ojimamea Boyimajuma. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen.
My name is Bridget Sewa Bonsu. I am 10 years old. My memory verse is taken from 1 John chapter 9, verse 1. 1 John chapter 9, verse 1. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Thank you.
My name is Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119, verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Angela Collins. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Galatians 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Amen.
My name is Kofi 19. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 15 to 18. With joy always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.
My name is Etel Donko. I'm 9 years old. My memory test is taken from Hebrews 10:25. Let us not give up meeting. Together as some are in, let us encourage one another, and all the more the day approaching. Amen.
My name is Christian Osei Bobie. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 56, verse 2 to 4. My slanders pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, O Lord, I will trust in you. I trust in God and I'm not afraid. I praise him for what he has promised. What can a mere human being do to me? My power test. We will reflect God's love when we are patient with others and accept them.
Hello, listener. Welcome to another enthralling and exhilarating time on Story Time. Today, we shall be looking at a very interesting story which is known by most people who read the Bible. It's entitled The Most Famous Judgment in All History. Solomon became a very wise king whose authority was accepted by everyone after his special request to God. As a judge, he was also very highly respected and revered. Whenever there were differences of opinion or friction among various tribes of Israelites, they went to the king and he made a correct and fair judgment which benefited both parties. One such time involved two mothers. They came to Solomon with a baby. One of the women said to him, "My lord and king, this woman and I live together in the same house. Both of us had a baby at the same time. One night, as you were sleeping, my neighbor lay on top of her baby and crushed it. When she found it dead in the middle of the night, she substituted her baby for my baby while I was fast asleep. She did this horrifying act. The next morning, I was very sad to see that the baby next to me was dead. However, I quickly realized that the dead child was not the one that I gave birth to." "That is a lie," the other woman protested. "You are just upset because my child is alive and yours is dead." "Wrong," the first woman replied firmly. "That child you hold in your arms is mine, and you know it as well." The two women continued quarreling in front of the king. Solomon knew that this was a very difficult case. Which of the two women was telling the truth? There were no witnesses, and neither could prove their claims. Now he really needed the wisdom that God had promised him. The king thought about it for a while and said, "I have reached a decision. Since you can't agree whose child it is, you will simply have to share it. Each one will have two halves. Each one will have a half." He ordered a servant to bring him a sword. The servant quickly brought the weapon, and King Solomon said, "Cut the baby in half and give one half to each of the women." The room fell silent. Everyone held their breath. Did King Solomon really want to kill an innocent child? Could he be so heartless and thoughtless? The servant held the sword in one hand and the baby in the other. He lifted the sword. "No," one of the women cried out suddenly. "You cannot do that. Give the child to the other woman. Just let it live." The other woman, on the other hand, did not seem to object to the king's dreadful suggestion. She continued calling for the baby to be cut in half. Solomon stopped the servant and said, "Do not kill the child, but give it to the woman who wants to save its life, for she is its true mother." Solomon knew very well that the real mother would never allow her child to be killed. She loved it too much to bear such a thing. News of this complex and electrifying case spread from town to town, and soon Solomon's wise judgment became known throughout all of Israel. This was a very clear example of the wisdom that God had given the king, and so the Israelites' admiration for him grew more and more. Solomon's judgment is perhaps one of the most famous in the world. We can see that true justice is not just in having a thorough knowledge of laws, but also in having the type of wisdom that God grants to those who humbly ask of him. Just as the mother shouted to prevent her baby from being cut into half, our mothers similarly love us. Our mothers are capable of loving in a way that is tantamount to God's love for us. The true mother loved her son so much that she didn't want it to be dead, even if she would lose him. This is a very great lesson to be learned. Our mothers sacrifice themselves for us even before we are born. Think of the number of months they would have to go through carrying us until they deliver us. Also, when we are sick, our mothers take care of us, and more powerful, it's to bring down our fevers. A lesson that could be learned is that God gives us our mothers and our parents to take care of us and guide us and give us some lessons that will benefit us when we grow. And so I would entreat all of us to love our mothers just as they love us and respect them. For now, listener, it's bye-bye.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
souls, he's waiting and watching, watching for you.
This is the moment of truth. My name is Daniel Abbey, and my sermon is entitled, What Are You Going Through? The scripture text is taken from Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. And I read, And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. This is one text that I love so much, and it's a promise that has been given to those who will win through this world. I was taking it one after the other, and God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. So I asked, does it mean that when I do not shed tears, then I won't go to heaven? No, that is not what it's saying. There are so many things that we are going through. There are trials, there are temptations, there are so many hardships that you and I are going through. But the promise has been, one day, God said he will wipe away all tears from our eyes. We keep complaining, why am I going through this? Why me? I normally do not want Christians who will ask why me. If it can happen to somebody, why not you? Today I'm assuring you, if there is no pain, there wouldn't be gain. If there is no failure, there will not be success. Failure helps you to understand what success is. So consider yourself. If you go through this world and you don't shed any tears, what will be the tear that God will wipe away one day? If you don't go through any pain, what will be the pain that God will take away? A man decided to live on this earth. He saw people succeeding. He saw how people are striving to succeed. He saw that there are those who doesn't even merit success, and they are getting it. And those who need it are rather failing. And he decided not to diminish himself to success. Oh, he saw people going up and down. He saw how painful it is to succeed. He decided, I won't go through this pain. I will live a blameless life. He saw how people are lied upon. And so he presented himself proudly one day to God and said, Oh, I did not go through what others are going through. I didn't want to diminish myself. So I have come. This is my life. And the good Lord asked him, What life? All that we are going through, they are success that we are going to achieve one day. Pains helps you to be able to know what is ahead. So when you are going through something as a Christian, delight yourself in the Lord and look to the promises that are beyond. Don't look to whatever is happening today to complain and tell yourself, why me? Because if you tell yourself, why me? Then what should someone who do not know Christ tell you? The promises is sure. He said, and he will wipe away all tears from your eyes. and there will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, for all the former things will pass away. Sometimes our loved ones will just leave us. People that sometimes we put our trust in them will just leave us. And we complain, why did this happen to me? Like a father who takes care of a home will leave the children and the wife behind, and they think all hopes are gone. The promise comes again. Those who are crying today, those who are in pain today, those who are sick, and even they don't know where they can get healing, this promise is for you. Jesus said, there is a day coming. A day is coming when he will take away every kind of pain from you. A day is coming when he will take away every sorrow. A day is coming when he will take all your trials that you have been going through. You will be victorious on them. A day is coming when our loved ones will be seen again. So please, keep holding on. Hold on to Jesus Christ. Keep his promises. His promises are sure. If you hold on to his promise and love him with everything that is in you, his promises will be manifested in your life. I don't care about the pain I am going through today, because I know God is preparing me for a better future where there is no pain. The trials that I'm going in through today, I know this will also pass. Every aspect of your life that is becoming so hard for you, look unto Jesus. One day, a king was so sad, and he asked his wise man to make him a ring that will help him, that when he is sad, he will be happy, and when he is happy, he will be sad. And the wise man was able to come out with a ring, and all that he wrote on the ring was, this shall also pass. So when the king is so sad and he look on the ring, he know this will also pass. When he gets so happy and he looks on the ring, this will also pass. So no matter what you are going through, I am assuring you, the promise is sure. Jesus will one day take away all this pain, and this shall also pass away in your life. Look unto Jesus. He will bless you. He will lead you through, and your life will never be the same. This is the moment of truth. My name is Daniel Abbey. God bless you. Amen.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-307-051-058. 208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.